Chapter 6. What do you want? Too often people talk about what they don't want instead of what they do want. This sets a direction for the brain that sidetracks them from what they truly want and reinforces where they already are. If instead you talk about what you do want, the brain searches and sorts through the world until it finds it. This is similar to how a satellite searches for an address you've plugged in. It searches for the destination and finds it. The more precise you are about where you want to be, your ability to get there is easier. The brain works similarly to an internet search. When you search a word, the internet's algorithms find what you're looking for. Those algorithms provide a quick process to find it. Your brain processes by thinking, and what you say is a reflection of how you think. The content of what you think doesn't necessarily change how you feel. It's how you think about the content that changes how you feel. When someone thinks of a small needle, it has a different effect than when they think about a needle the size of a baseball bat. The brain learns quickly. In order for it to learn, the information needs to be presented quickly enough for it to detect a pattern. The skills in this book are designed to be done fast so that your brain learns how to think differently quickly. If someone says, "I don't want to have a fear," their brain only hears, "I do want to have a fear," because it does not hear the "not" and the "don't." It hears "do." "Don't" means "do not." And when you say, "do not have a fear," the brain makes a representation of the fear inside their mind. It only hears, "I do have a fear." Rather, if you say, "I want to be free to do the sorts of things that I've always wanted to do, like go to the circus with my kids," the brain makes representations of going to the circus with your kids. This is the first step in getting what you want, stating it with positive words so that your brain clearly understands what you want. So you get it. In the following statements, there are some examples of how and how not to set direction for your brain. For instance, a statement that reinforces fear. "I don't want to panic around clowns." What if instead you set a statement that set direction? "I want to be with my kids for Halloween dressed in a clown outfit." Another example is, "I don't want to fear people." What if instead you say, "I want to be able to enjoy people's company who are worthy of my time and learn from them." Another example of a statement that reinforces fear is, "I don't want to look at a dog and run away." What if instead you say, "I want to feel comfortable around dogs and pet them when they wag their tail at me." These are some examples of how some statements reinforce fear and how other statements set direction into getting more of what it is that you want. When you have a fear, you have the ability to change it as quickly as you got it when you learn how to do it. The resources you need to make a change are already within you and within the skills in this book. Some professionals say the way to overcome the fear is to be around your fear and face it. If you remain thinking about your fear in the same way, you always have the consequence of this being torturous. Instead of making it so torturous, let's change how you think about what you fear so you feel better around it when you do face it. As I mentioned earlier, people have asked me what the cause of fear is. Again, I don't care because the past is over. Instead, I want to know how you're thinking about the fear now so we can change it into something more manageable so you can do the things you always wanted to, now and in the future. Do the following exercise to start guiding yourself in the direction you want. Exercise: getting what you want. Step 1. What do you want specifically? Note, state exactly what you do want, not what you don't want. Step 2. Ask yourself the following questions. Will it have a negative impact on any aspect of my life? If no, go to the next question. If yes, ask yourself if it's worth getting. Will it have a positive impact in all aspects of my life? If yes, continue. Is it worth making the change? If yes, continue. How will I feel, sound, and look like when I have made the change? Step 3. Create a holographic image of yourself in front of you, having made the change. Step 4. Magnify what you see, amplify what you hear, and intensify what you feel. Step 5. Supercharge it with a supersensory experience by doubling it 3 times holographically in front of you. Step 6. Have the holographic image of your changed self walk toward you, turn around, and then enter inside of you. Step 7. Give yourself a few moments to sense the change that has already begun inside of you. This concludes the exercise, Getting What You Want.